Good morning, friends. 10s number 18 and 19 are on duty today. They have made our preparation. We'll start with a clip by Rabash.
A person cannot yearn for something he does not need. Now, what is great passion? What is a small passion? He asks. And what is great yearning? What is a small yearning? How do you measure it? According to the suffering. If a person wants something, and is great, he's got great suffering. So we say he's got a big desire for it, big need for it. He yearns to have it. What does he yearn for? Again, he yearns to satisfy his deficiency. Since he needs it, it hurts him, and he wants to ease the suffering. Therefore, there are people. What do you do with love that's not answered? What do you do? You put a bullet in your head. He can't take his suffering. So what does he yearn for? To satisfy his need. It is said his desire is to do good to his creations. He wants to give to the lower one pleasure, satisfaction, filling. To whom? If there's no deficiency, can you receive if there's no deficiency? Something he misses. Without a deficiency, he can't receive. It turns out that the who wants to give us pleasure, he gave us a vessel called yearning. What is it? We'll see. How we look. Everything that a person looks at and sees some pleasure, he yearns for it. If he doesn't yearn for it, he finds no taste in it. But in something that he does find taste in, he makes every effort to obtain. It also depends on how much he needs it, right? Now let's think a little. If we say that the Creator wants to do good to the created being, to give them pleasure, to whom? Therefore, He created pleasure in them, a great lack, a great deficiency that they want to satisfy. It is said that a desire can be, we see in corporeality, for something that a person sees already. He yearns for it. But when he created the first deficiency, the coarseness of the first degree, what did he yearn for? What did he want? This is why we learn that the light in the vessel, the deficiency, and the filling were created at once. This is called chokhmah. Meaning, everything he wants to give, the delight and pleasure, this is called light. And the recipient of the light is called chokhmah. It turns out that if we learn, and I say in corporeality, why don't we see only, we see only nature? Because it is a satisfaction without a deficiency. We don't feel the satisfaction, the filling, the pleasure. It turns out that although all the light of Chokhmah, all the delight and pleasure that there is in the Sphira Chokhmah, he doesn't enjoy it. For example, we're sitting here. Who's enjoying the sitting? But if a person walks around for several hours, or he travels standing up, he looks at some place to sit and goes, ah, he enjoys it. So the vessel for the reception of the pleasure We see, why don't we know it? This is called a deficiency. It turns out that who in Chokhmah received the light, there was still no place for the deficiency. So that he has a delight and pleasure, but who enjoys it? For example, I don't know if I can say it, but I'll say about the rest, never mind. Torah and mitzvot, and commandments. There was a tzimtzum, restriction, where everything we do not correct in ourselves to come out of the concealment and restriction, except to be able to aim to bestow, then we begin to obtain that delight and pleasure that there is in the Torah. And then the work of the Creator begins. What is the work? Not to receive the delight and pleasure unless in order to bestow.
Good morning, friends. I'm happy to speak. I'm happy, but also I'm a bit scared to be the one who speaks in the name of tens number 18 and 19 that have been preparing in a wonderful way for the sake of the worldly. It was a special opportunity to work with this great ten number 18, to see the great friends there, how devoted they are, how responsible and how much importance they have to what we do together. It was a very strong example for all of us. This is a special time, a time we've all been waiting for. I think Kabbalists were waiting for the time we are in now for thousands of years. We see this. We also see how the public responds to this. And we also see it through the things we're doing here. And out of that, we have a question for a workshop, an active workshop. Of course, how can we help each other reach the quality of bestowal, which is what we all want? So this is our workshop question. How can we help each other reach the quality of bestowal?
We heard the words of Rabashi, so simple, and explained the purpose of creation so well from beginning to end. And what we can help in envy, in the passion, in awakening the deficiency for the best thing in the world.
Yes, and this importance and confidence and the knowing that this is the right path, the path of truth.
To ask now that the light will let us do everything we must now in the lesson, in hearing, in feeling, in understanding what comes out of our teacher.
And we will accept all that and pass all that as one cell which is healthy in this whole body, the whole worldly, and from us on to the whole world. And there is no action that yields more contentment to the Creator than our efforts to connect and our request to be corrected during the lesson, specifically.
And set an example to each other to awaken envy of each other. If we have to, we will act and increase the importance. And of course, pray and ask for the friends.
A prayer out of the article by Rabash. The good deeds of the righteous are the generations in the work. Our Father, our King, do for your sake. We ask the Creator to give us the strength so we can perform all our actions for you, meaning for the sake of the Creator. Otherwise, meaning if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for our own benefit. That is, if not, meaning if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for ourselves, for our own benefit. For we are powerless to overcome our will to receive. Therefore, help us be able to work for you. Hence, you must help us. This is called do for your sake. Meaning do this, give us the power of the desire to bestow. Otherwise, we are doomed. We will remain in the will to receive for our own sake.